Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Lake Tahoe on the north side, poolside, and I'm with Phil Shrimper with JP Flooring. Phil, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. This is not a bad place to have an interview, is it?
It's a beautiful place. So we were just in here talking about it. First time I think we ever looked at a swimming pool and did an interview together, Kemp.
Yeah. Actually, I hesitate to bring this up, but the last time you and I talked, we were making a prediction about the presidential election, and I asked you what you thought. I think we kind of missed that one, didn't we?
I think we missed that by a long shot. We really did. That was actually the day before the election, Kemp, last time we talked. You know, being from Cincinnati, Ohio, which is obviously a conservative part of the country, we thought some things were going to, outcome was going to be a lot different than what it was.
And since Ohio was such a pivot point, I thought you'd have the inside track on it.
Unfortunately, I didn't this time, Kemp. Maybe in 16.
Well, we're going to talk about business conditions in the Cincinnati area and your business in just a second. But one more quick thing I want to bring up is that you're getting ready to go through a life-changing situation, aren't you?
I sure am, Kemp. I'm very, very excited. Actually, I'm expecting my first child. We have a little baby girl coming the 1st of November, and it's one of my regrets in life is not having children. And at my age, at 54 years, I'm having my first child. I'm very, very excited about having this little baby girl coming.
Congratulations on that. On to the business side of it. You are in Cincinnati, Westchester area. You're in a very competitive part of Ohio. You're down there against some really strong powerhouses when it comes to flooring sales, yet you're doing very well. We're here at the Floor Expo meeting, so that in itself says that you do have a nice piece of the business on the builder side. So just tell us how business is in the middle of 2014 for you.
You know, so far this year, Kemp, we're a little ahead of last year. Obviously, 2013 was a great year for a lot of people. We had a lot of growth last year, and obviously, we're looking for a lot of growth in 2014. But we're happy with where we're at this year. You know, we have a nice balance of business. You know, between our builder business, our commercial business, and also our retail business have been very, very strong this year, which has helped out a lot.
Well, one of the reasons I believe that you're successful, Phil, is your background is not necessarily in flooring, but it's actually in merchandising. I mean, you have a retail background, right?
That's correct, Kemp. Yeah, I actually worked for a large department store for a lot of years before I started JP Flooring 26 years ago.
And so this single store, it's a destination location, over 20,000 square feet. When you look at your mix as far as the builder, replacement, how does that break out just in rough numbers?
In rough numbers, Kemp, you know, about 50% of our business is some type of new construction related. 35% is going to be our retail business. Which is obviously growing all the time, and then the balance being on our commercial and balance of our business. It's really a nice mix. You know, the thing about it is if you got all your eggs in one basket, when things go up and down, as you've seen over the years, if one business is down, the other one's up. And so it's been a really, really nice balance. And I think that's the reason why we've been able to, you know, to maintain nice, steady growth and be very pleased with where we're at.
So 50% on the new construction side, how has that shifted through this recession? I think it was more than that, then it became less of that. So it's kind of on the recovery, right?
Oh, it's certainly on the recovery. You know, in past years, I mean, we were 70% new construction related. So, I mean, that has definitely been a shift for us, and it's allowed us to realign our business a little bit. But talking to a lot of our builder customers, I think they had a lot of more expectations of what's going on this year. We've been fortunate enough to get a little more market share in our market, which obviously gave us a little bit of growth on the builder side of it. But most of our builders right now, I would say, are, you know, the upper end guys seem to be doing well, but our production guys in our market are flat or maybe a little behind of last year.
One more last question. I know you diversified through this recession and you ended up getting one of those wood flooring resurfacing businesses going. So that's been a smart move for you, hasn't it?
Oh, Kemp, it's been a great move for us. I'll tell you, as everybody knows, I mean, hard surface is taking more and more market share out there all the time. And these floors that are out there, they're going to need to be maintained. A lot of them are need to be refinished. And it's been a really good thing for us. I mean, we've invested a lot into, you know, dust containment, things we need to be out there to work in these homeowners' houses. And really have done some nice work and had some beautiful floors. And obviously, it helps out for our soft surface side, too, when people need to replace. You know, you do the hardwood floors and then replace the carpet also. So it's been a really, really good business for us.
You made a comment a minute ago about the builders you service being on the upper end, and I think it's interesting because there's some good money to be made if you're making the same margins and you're selling better in goods. Obviously, you're making more money. So let's talk just real quickly in the carpet side. The builders you service, are they putting in some nice carpet?
Well, you know, obviously the custom home builders have larger specifications of what some of the production builders do. But yeah, I mean, we're seeing better goods out there. And we're having a lot of conversation today about the, you know, the shift of a lot of these sub-FHA products in the market, a lot of polyesters, a lot of things that have happened out there. And I was even explaining to some of my vendors this morning that it's a little disappointing to see these price points being taken down farther and farther. You know, obviously in the new construction, even on the multifamily side, that, you know, from a dealer standpoint, you know, it's a lot nicer to margin up on a $5 product. It is a $3 product, you know, and I've been a little bit disappointed to see that for our industry, but overall, you know, it's things are good though.
You know, it could potentially bite them in the foot, wouldn't you say? I mean, if the consumer ends up buying a house that's got carpet in it, and it's the kind of carpet that in a short period of time is not looking very good, when they take it out, they're not going back with more carpet, are they?
They're really not, Kemp. I mean, more and more you see in hard surface. I mean, as everybody knows every day, and I walk out in our warehouse and see what's being shipped the next day, and, you know, there's more and more wood going out every day. And that part of the market share just continues to grow. And I think if, you know, people have expectations of floor covering, you know, and some of the, you know, I think if they invest a lot into upgrades, especially on the builder side, and within a year or two are disappointed and invested into that soft surface product, they're going to go to hard surface next time around.
Well, along those lines, let's talk about in this builder market, what's going on there. I mean, as far as the continued shift, is it a drastic shift? I mean, how quickly are your builder customers putting in more hard surface versus carpet?
Well, what we're seeing more of, Kemp, is actually they're doing it, you know, when they're actually building the home these days. I mean, it's not uncommon to have the first floor of the house hardwood. You know, we're used to before it might be a, you know, the kitchen breakfast entry foyer in hardwood. Now we're seeing the whole first floor in hardwood. So, you know, it's definitely, I've seen it changing already. I think people out there with carpet, and obviously when they get into upgrades and they start perceiving the value of it, you know, they go to hard surface, you know, maybe from a previous experience they had with carpet or just they want in the look of wood these days.
You know, I hesitate to ask you this since you missed that election call, but what's your call for the economic situation on to 14 and into 15 for this business?
You know, Kemp, I wish I had a crystal ball where I could predict that. As you well know, I don't do very well on predictions, so I think I might have to just pass on that one, and we're just going to keep our heads down and keep working hard and doing the right thing every day, and hopefully good things will come to all of us.
Yeah, but I know you're a business plan guy, so you're probably feeling good about where it's headed, aren't you?
Absolutely. Feeling real good about it. You know, just from our position in the market, Kemp, and, you know, what we've done over the years and the years that it's taken to establish our brand in the marketplace, I think it's paying off for us.
Yeah. All right, great. Feels good to talk to you again. Been talking to Phil Schremper at the Floor Expo show. He's the owner of JP Flooring in Westchester, Ohio. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.